Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy, Sean McGill. You know what time it is. You're now listening to the In the Hills podcast, and I got my homegirl, Amber, a.k.a. Empowered, in the building, and we are about to shut it down. Let's go. It's the In the Hills podcast. Hey, what up, everybody? It's your boy, Sean McGill, and you're now listening and viewing the In the Hills podcast, and I got my homegirl, Amber Jackson, here, Empowered. I'm so happy to have you back on the show. You are always great to have on. And today, I hope you're ready because I got a little surprise for you. We're going to be talking about something hot and juicy. We're going to spark up, you know, a little bit of sex talk. I got to get a woman's opinion. I hope you roll one up, maybe smoked a little something, got relaxed, in the mood, because I'm excited. Yes, I finally get to do this episode, and I don't know, I feel like a kid today because I never got to do this, but I'm just excited because I know it's going to be funny to hear what you got to say, and it's going to be funny to hear what I got to say, right? So, let everybody know who you are, where you're from, what you do. Once more, I know I always ask you to do that, but it's good for them to know your Instagram and everything a little bit about you for the people that have not met you yet, right? And also, I'm Sean McGill, you guys. I'm an actor. I'm from Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, California. Been doing this acting thing for a long time now, and we're doing my podcast show. Got into this about 2 or 3 years ago, and it's been a great, great time. And I love that you guys support me and come check out my episodes and listen to them. But it's just been a blessing to have this show, and I'm excited to see what else happens in the future. And I'm gonna let Amber holla at y'all for a little bit. Go ahead, Amber.
What's good, y'all? You already know who it is. It's your girl, Empowered.
Yes, sir.
First foremost, you know, I gotta give a big shout out to Sean, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be here. So thank you for hitting on me in my inbox and not escaping my DMs.
She lying, y'all. I did not slide in her DMs. She slid in my DMs.
Okay, well, DMs was open, and they stayed open, and here we is.
Girls always gotta try to play a dude, huh? That's crazy. But it's all good. I slid in your DMs. I'll say I slid in the DM. It's going down in the dim.
It's always a good time to be here with you. Y'all can check me out. Find me on Instagram under Empowered. You know, I'm just that mama out here having some good time, spreading love, light, happiness, getting the grooves on, you dig?
Hey.
So low-key, I'm out here trying to take over for Maury, because I'm kind of sad he didn't come talk to me before retiring. You know, I'm trying to tell somebody, look, you ain't the pappy.
Yo, so she done got too comfortable, show, okay? Y'all. You see how much she's enjoying this now? She's become a full-time professional at this podcast stuff. I love it. I feel like I trained you right. You're doing a great job. You're so good now.
You popped that cherry perfectly, right?
See, you're going to get me in trouble. All the girls is going to start.
Hey, we having grown adult talk today.
Yeah,
so
you're right. This is that episode. And if you're watching at home, you know, just make sure you ain't around no kids. Make sure you're in a good, safe place, because we're going to be talking a little explicit today. You know? It's going down in the den. But, all right, so me and her decided to come up with a new idea for this show. And the idea was for us to write down our favorite sex positions and show them to each other on the show. I don't know what she has on her paper. She doesn't know what I have on my paper. Let's compare them. Maybe we close to each other. Maybe we not. She's a Leo. I'm a Scorpio. And her mind is always in the gutter from what I've seen. So I think hers might be a lot dirtier than mine, but What if we're on the same dirty path? Like, that would be crazy, right?
I know. Y'all Scorpios be some freaks. So
we are some freaks. See. I'm not going to lie. Scorpios be some freaks. Hey, ladies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nah, we be some freaks, though, for real. We out here, but we you know, we cool in public, and we super loyal, but in the sheets, we a whole different type of creature. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I've been single for a while, so everything's just been very non-freaky, so I'm kind of upset, but we're going to have to turn this up
today. We'll see if your list, we'll see if this kid,
this is probably why I'm single, if I don't do a good list, huh? You're going to be like, damn, that's why he's single. All right.
We'll see if we got to rewrite.
With that being said, with that being said, Amber, let me ask you this too. Are you single?
I am.
Ooh, it's already heating up. Okay. And could I ask you one more question before we go into this list?
Sure.
Where is the craziest, craziest spot a dude just, you know, parked in that parking spot and broke it down? You know what I mean? We gotta know.
I'd have to say it was on top of a parking structure downtown Denver. We got caught by some skaters too. They saw us.
Ooh. Damn, y'all. I didn't expect that to come out of her mouth.
I didn't expect downtown, the question. So you got the most unexpected answer.
Hey. Hey, downtown LA. Hey. I'm going to Denver soon. I'm gonna have to just relive that in, you know what I'm saying? But all right, cool. I just had to warm you up. I like that answer. I don't even tell you mines, but
y'all want to know, huh? Because if your list is whack, you gonna have to tell us.
Yeah, I'll tell y'all if the list is whack. All right, so let's go into this list. Who's gonna go first? You wanna go first?
All right, I'm gonna start. Number five, we're gonna go. Okay, but look.
You gotta close your eyes. We both gotta close our eyes, right? And we gotta show our list to the screen so they don't think we're setting up if it's the same actual list, right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna
close. It's hella sloppy, so hopefully they can read it.
All right, so I'm gonna close my eyes and I'm gonna show my list. Okay. We're gonna do it at the same time.
I don't know if y'all can see it.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna count to three. One.
Okay.
Two. Three. It doesn't gotta be perfect, but like, they can just like kind of see.
Right.
It ain't gonna be perfect. All right. Your eyes are still closed?
Yeah, my eyes is closed.
All right. Turn your paper around the other way. All right.
Wait, so I can see it, right?
No, yeah, so you can see it, yeah. All right, okay. Now open your eyes. We good.
Okay.
All right, cool. Okay. So y'all got to see that list. I don't know. We gonna review it when I rewind and see if she cheated or not. But anyway, we gonna see. All right, let's go. You set it off. Set it off, homie.
All right, number five. All right. Reverse cowgirl.
Okay, that's number five. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you want me to tell you my number five now?
Well, yes. I mean, let's.
Oh, we gonna go back and forth like that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's talk about why we chose that one. So
okay.
Number five.
Okay, so my number five was, you know, 69 or missionary, because I didn't know if 69 considered to be a sex position, so I put both of them at number five. You know, and the reason why I put them at number five because I feel like missionary is kind of like boring in a way, but I like it too, but it's kind of like, you know, just on my five, I like some other positions more, and 69, you know, 69 is always a great time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think any of my top five is a bad time, you know, but
right,
just a little
maybe
least
that's why they
of my
the
pleasure
top five, right?
But I don't know why you put reverse cowgirl at five. That's a good position right there.
I put it on my top five because even though it's a really good one and I find like there's a lot of aspects I can maneuver that way, that I can hit certain spots and dude can help. I just feel like there's still a lot to it, so it's like really still up there, like more when you like in the peak of the whole thing.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and go into number four. I'll set number four off now first, okay? And you can do it after me. Number four for me is going to be the seashell position. If you don't know what that is, then you still too young to be listening to this podcast. Because the seashell
position... Well, let me get off this mug, because I don't know.
That's for a real player, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know what the seashell position is, that's when you... that's when you got the legs on your shoulders, right? And you just dogging it out like that. That's too advanced. I feel like I felt like scared to say that one because I'm on a different plateau when it comes to sex. You know, Scorpios is just, we just up here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the seashell position.
I didn't think about that one, honestly.
Huh?
I didn't think about that one, honestly.
Because you ain't never had no good sex. We know that. We know you ain't never had no good sex, so.
No, wait. I never said that. I just, one, I didn't think about that. Two, I didn't know that's what it was called. But, okay.
All right.
So, on my number four, I actually went with missionary. And I know this, you're probably like, wait, what? Really? And I'm going to tell you why, okay?
Okay.
Even though as bland and vanilla as it may be, right, I still feel I'm a lion. I'm a Leo. When I into it, I'm into it. You dig? So that missionary for me, that eye to eye, that connection, like I can grab a hand, I can grab back, I can wrap my legs, like you know, you can scoop me from back, like all that. Ooh. You feel me? So. I mean, missionary, you gotta make it fun. You gotta really get into it. You can, like, get real close together and grind. So, that's why that's my number four.
I gotta take this jacket off. It's
getting coming off before three.
It's getting kind of hot up in this motherfucker. I gotta cool down a little bit. Y'all. All right.
Okay. I'm
going to
kick off three, okay?
I think the In the Hills podcast has just turned up to the best podcast show, hands down. We got it lit over here.
Hey.
In the Hills podcast, thank you for coming on the show and talking about this today, because this is what we needed. Fellas, do y'all agree at home? I think so, right? All right. So, let's get into number three, right? It's your turn to tell us number three. And be very descriptive like you were on the last one. Tell us exactly the same way.
I don't think this one really needs description. I mean, if you want me to, I will, though.
I think your eyes are even getting, like, steamy. You're looking like a little...
I'm getting a little red. It's getting a little toasty.
Ooh, I like it.
All right. We might have to go ahead and start a podcast for Arizona in the valley, okay? Combine the two.
Let's do that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, so.
Coming in for number three.
Let's do it. Number three, baby.
I mean, given what I just said, you know I'm going to have to go ahead and throw 69 on there for number three.
Ooh, okay. Okay, so you actually favorited it a little bit more than I do.
I do. I love that one. I ain't going to lie. I was gonna bring it down, but I think that's a good position.
I love
for
when
it.
She puts it right on top of me too. I like that.
You know, I think the wonderful thing about 69 is no matter height wise, when you lay down, you end up perfect.
Either way, it works out. Height wise, small, big.
Saying.
I'm just saying, sure. I love that position too. You know what I'm saying?
If you a smoker, that lets me know you got good lungs. So, look, I got some thick thighs. So,
ooh. You can wrap them legs all around my head. You can do that.
do that. I'm sorry, mama, if you listen to this episode.
Damn, my mom probably listening too, man. Like, mom, that is not how I do or get down. I'm a good Christian boy. I don't do this stuff at home. Mom, you already know me.
Educational.
She knows I'm a good guy. Not really.
But your anyway, number three, good guy.
All right. Scorpio time. Scorpios, y'all gonna stand behind me on this decision right here. We coming in big with another big thing at number three. Drum roll, please. And number three, I said I like to go to the edge of the bed. Damn, my dog, he excited too.
He like
here,
it
right?
Too?
Where did you come from, actually?
He said yes.
He said number three. He said number three. I'm excited to hear this one. Hold on. You need to calm down. I'm going to give him a treat. I thought he was asleep all this time. All right. So, number three is I go to the edge of the bed, right? I got to kind of demonstrate this so y'all can see. And I kind of lean up like this, holding on to the edge of the bed, and she come right there on top, and we just rock and ride all night long, all night. So, you know, Scorpios
know,
what's up.
I didn't know we was adding songs to our list.
Yeah, I be putting on that, my song is that, can I lick the tip or nah? Is you with the shits or nah? Hey. You really want to take this dick or not?
They really want
to. They gonna love this episode. It's gonna be a great one. Is she with the shits or nah? We gonna have to talk about your favorite sex song too after this. We gonna have to discuss that. So,
maybe me.
I had my chain backwards this whole time. Oh damn. All right. So, what are we gonna do at number two? For you, what we gonna do? I'm gonna go first, right? I'm supposed to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
And then you gonna do the number one. You gonna actually do the number one. So, oh no, wait, you didn't say your number three yet.
Yes, I did. It was 69.
Oh, okay, that's right. All right, so my number two is pretty. Like, I love this position. I don't think it's the craziest position in the world. But I love this position because I don't have to do much. And I love those type of positions. Especially if a girl could really do her thing on this position, it's a great position. So I'm going to have to go with number two. Cowgirl and reverse cowgirl. Like, if she could really ride it, it makes a big difference, fellas. Can y'all agree with me? A girl that could bounce up and down on it, stupid, sideways, twerk around, keep it inside her. That's the top. That might even be the number one position, honestly. If you could really master that position as a female, you're going to have a nigga locked in for a good time. For life. He can't say no.
It's all about keeping the thighs and the body down low when you turn.
Ooh. So you know how to do that. She didn't have three kids for no reason. She was really knowing what she was doing. Dang. Why you gotta be in Arizona? You wanna move to LA? All right. Stop flirting with me now. We on TV. This is gonna be, your kids gonna see this. You know, the PTA gonna see this.
My daughter's a Scorpio herself, so I'm already knowing.
Little daughter's friends gonna see this. We're going to have to put like a big I'm kidding sign in the background or something. All right, let's go with number one. You're number two, and then we're going to go into number one.
Okay, for sure. So for my number two, I don't know if a lot of people know about it. I do know that it is somewhat popular, but it is one of my favorite because of the feeling and the motion. You can take it fast, you can take it slow. I like a medium pace on it, which is great feeling for both partners.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go ahead. Number two is froggy style. You looking like you're not sure what a froggy style is.
Got no idea.
So
teach me, teach me.
The Froggy style is basically, I'm gonna have to do a little demonstration to you. So Froggy style, basically the female, she get down like this and you gotta bend your knees, right? And you gotta bend them and sit like that with your legs.
Ooh.
Like that. So he behind you, right? And you just like with your legs like this, just bouncing. So it's almost like with face down, ass up almost.
But in the Froggy bend. Position, like you spread out, full spread out on your knees like that, right?
Yeah, and you just.
Oh, and then I come from the back.
Yeah.
Or am I laying down underneath you?
Like he could lay down, or he could just be sitting there. Either way, he could just like play like this with his legs out, and then you come on top and do it. He can come up behind you and just like this. Oh, that's, yeah, it's a frog. Just imagine a frog that you be doing. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm trying now. We gotta try that Froggy position. I'm going to trademark that for you. That's the Froggy position. You know that. I ain't even heard of that, but yeah, the Froggy is all you. You got that? I'm gonna make sure to say that in my head. The Froggy position. Damn, it's weird how it looked. We thought we was going to be comparing the same exact notes.
Right.
We are completely different.
Completely.
God damn it. We're not as much alike as we thought. But I figure we both have the same number one because we ain't said a really important one. So we are kind of similar in the same way because I think this number one, well, you already know number one got to be.
I'm thinking, we'll see what happens.
There's one position we ain't said. Come on now.
And everybody loves this position.
Everybody
right?
loves that position. Yeah. All right.
All right. So I'll go ahead. And I brought it in at number one with the doggy style.
Hey! Face down. Ass up. That's the way I like to fuck.
And you know what's great about it? Like, just like the fight, but you can do it so many different ways, too. You know, you can stretch out your legs. You can get close. You can do all that. Yeah.
Number one is the doggy style. The doogie.
Oh, see, they can even see a doggy.
The doogie.
Number one.
The doogie style. How do I make it so they can see it? I don't know. Whatever. The doogie style is number one for me. Alright, y'all. This was great. This was great. If you guys liked this episode, if you really enjoyed it, make sure you guys go tip. Make sure you guys go send us a little donation. If you ain't got no cash to drop on the show, you could always just press view, listen to it over and over. That's how we get a little bit of change from this podcast episodes that we be dropping. And she is definitely taking her time out of her day to come support and show me love. So we got to get her some type of compensation for her time. And it's always good to give to people that are working hard for their money, not doing nothing illegal, not robbing nobody, not going out there and doing no craziness, right? If you can't do that though, just hit that follow button or press play and share episodes, share. Man. Because you see, we talking about a lot of cool, fun stuff. We being vulnerable. We putting our whole life out there. She's putting her whole life out there. We risking it all for y'all just so we can make some good content to present to you guys, all right? And we're going to continue to do this, and we're going to continue to make dope content. I think she might as well just be my co-host, but we'll see how that goes because she is so much fun talking to. And we had another great episode. And my name is Sean McGill. Do not forget to follow me at Sean McGill, SHAWN MCGILL. And Amber, you're going to get tired of hearing me say this all the time, but I got to throw those little plugs in there, you know? And we love you guys so much, but hers is empowered and you should be able to see that in the little info bio. But I'm gonna still let her go ahead and say her spiel too. I can never like smoothly transition to you on that part. I'm so bad at that part. I need to work on that.
Got it.
But go ahead and tell them about yourself, girl.
But you know who it is. It's your girl Amber, aka Empower, coming at you straight from Arizona. Out here in this 96 degree weather and whatnot, but we out here still keeping it cool, you know. So it's always love hanging out here with you. I think I'll just go, I might go ahead and come take over half your show. So we'll see what happens. We'll collaborate in the valley, in the hills.
We could do. You gotta come out here now. So
yeah,
I'm cool with that.
We're gonna have to come out. We're gonna go back and forth. We're gonna get ourselves set up, studios. That way we
well, you see my setup, you know how I'm rocking. I got all the lights, all the stuff. So
right.
Just get out here, we'll make it happen. Because we got another episode, a surprise episode, the last final episode coming y'all way. And I think you might even be able to see it right now if you click next, because I think I'm going to be dropping this within the same time frame. So, if not, it should be coming out in a couple days or something after this episode. We got one more episode that we just shot, and we're going to be releasing that. It's a special, special bonus edition episode, and I think y'all going to like that one, too. I appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. Do not forget to go press that follow, like, subscribe, share, and
all that.
Don't forget,
forget
dashiki means doggy style in Swahili.
Yay.
Hey, you remember that? And don't be a menace. That's your new nickname, dashiki. We're gonna still call you dashiki. She's the number one doggy style. Yes. And thank you, Amber, so much for coming on the show again. I really do appreciate you. And you know, it's always a great time. And I hope everybody goes ahead and tries those positions tonight. And then thank me later. And if you want us to talk about something on the show, don't forget, you can direct message me anything that you would like for us to discuss. And we also are looking for more guests to come on the show and come talk with us. Because we could actually put like 3 people all together on this. And, you know, just come vibe out and come talk with us. So, don't forget to direct message me if you want to be on the show. And I thank you guys so much for checking us out. And we'll be back again very soon. But until next time, it's all love, peace, love, and happiness in the Hills Podcast. Amber, let's get out of here. Let's go try these positions, girl.
Bye.